Ksuvos per Gimel Mishnah Hey 3:5. The Mishnah picks up on a phrase used in the previous Mishnah, which is that it says that the ones shosa batitzo, the rapist has to drink from his flower pot. Again, totally metaphorical speech here. So the Mishnah here says ketzad shosa batitzo. What would that look like? What does that mean that he has to drink from this flower pot, meaning the cup he's using, he has to choose. That's referring to her, being he's stuck marrying her now. Afilu hi chigeres, afilu hi suma, vafilu hi samuka shchin. Doesn't matter how undesirable she is, even if she's a chigeres, that means that she's lame, a cripple, or she's a suma, again, that means she's blind. Again, not a very desirable situation for him to be now stuck with the rest of his life necessarily. Vafilu hi samuka shchin, or if she's afflicted with some kind of, nasty skin condition. The Bartanura says the mukashkin is mutsuras. She has tsaraas, which is interesting he did that. Normally mukashkin, like the word shkin from like the 10 plagues, Esther Malkus. Malkus means like boils. But whatever it is, she's covered in some undesirable skin condition. So therefore he normally wouldn't want to marry such a woman, but now he's stuck. That said, says the Mishnah, he'd have to marry her, but if there's a reason why he couldn't marry her, then he wouldn't marry her. Or if he couldn't stay divorced, couldn't stay married to her, then he would have to get divorced from her. So the next line of the Mishnah says, Nimtza ba dvar erva. Now, dvar erva, translated something like unseemly thing, a lewd thing, is referring to her having an affair. And although it's not perfectly clear from the Mishnah text, it's referring to a situation where after he marries her, at that point, if she has an affair, so now the Torah prohibits a person to stay married to such a woman, with such a woman, and therefore, of course, he'll have to divorce her. He'll be allowed to divorce her because he can't stay married to her. What the Mishnah does not mean, although one could definitely misunderstand it to be saying this, is that if she has some kind of checkered past, he says this woman is promiscuous, that is not a reason why he doesn't have to marry her. No. If that doesn't matter, he has to marry her anyways. But once they are married, now she's an Esh HaSish, then she wouldn't be allowed to sleep with anybody else, and if she would, then he'd be forced to divorce her. Or similarly, if she's a woman who actually couldn't be married to a regular Jewish man, for example, let's say she's a mamzeres and that kind of thing. So then, eino rashai lekaima, then he's not allowed to keep her as a wife. He'd have to divorce her. Shneimar, and this is based on a drasha, velo siya leisha, and to him she shall be a wife, which suggests then the drasha here is only a woman who is eligible to be his wife. That's the one who he can marry. But someone who he's not eligible to be his wife legally, like for example the mamzeres, or someone who once he was married to her was adulterous, then he would have to divorce her or not marry her in the first place.